It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, it has been a long week. I've been waiting for Thursday to talk movies with my favourite person, Grant Lee. Hello.
Oh, hello, JT. You know what? You're my favourite person. This is what I love Thursdays for.
It's great. I have missed
you. We get to catch up.
I'd like to say as well, firstly, happy anniversary for a two-year podcast anniversary for Sunday, wasn't it? It was Sunday.
Just gone. Can you believe it? 2 years. We're now into the third year. This is incredible. And I did text you on Sunday to say happy anniversary. It's 2 years.
It was so nice. I was out and about and my phone goes off. Ding. Happy podcast anniversary. Thanks for all you do. So nice, Mr. Lee. That was so nice. Yeah.
But you did well too because you responded. Let me just find yours. Let me just find it. I'm just trying to find it. Happy potty anniversary, mate. You are so welcome. Thanks for all your efforts too. It's a lot of fun. I still look forward to every week.
Yes.
Are you bullshitting me?
I had a few drinks by then. Miss Lee, it is great. I cannot believe it. Two years down, and so far looking at something like 190-something episodes, which is absolutely fantastic. So what we're sitting at now, we're sitting at 191, episode 191, nearly hitting the big 200 very soon. So,
wow. Yeah. And while we're thanking each other, I'd also like to thank our listeners because they're the ones that we do it for and they are the ones that keep us coming back every week. Well done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so
and
much.
We have got listeners all, not just in Australia, in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga, but the entire world. We've had people listening.
Right across the world from the USA to the UK, Russia, Hong Kong, Japan. Even some countries like we didn't even know exist. And that's great because this is a learning exercise for all of us. United States, Germany, Canada, Ireland, Mongolia, Spain, Vietnam. Oh, look, that's just in the last couple of weeks of some places we've had some streams from. So thank you to everyone who has been joining us for 191 episodes and 2 years of Talking Flicks. We're still going strong and we'll keep going for as long as everyone hops on and likes us and gives us a stream and does all that social media type stuff.
Which is what we want.
That's exactly what we want. So thank you very much. Let's get into what's going to be a massive show. And obviously this is week two of school holidays. Things have been great at the cinemas because there's been some good movies out.
Oh, there certainly has been some great ones. You know, Super Mario Galaxy movie's been going off. And I caught up with Hoppers last week, which I really enjoyed. That had such a great message in it about the environment. And I'm still hanging to see Goat, so hopefully I get to see that. But I do want to see one of the ones that we're going to talk about that opens next Wednesday.
Ooh, okay. Well, we'll take a look at that soon. We'll find out which movie Mr. Lee's hanging out to see. We're going to do some top fives. We'll see what's huge at the box office this week. What movie will be number one? Well, let's see if you can work that out. Mr. Lee will be hitting the red carpet a bit later on, as usual, to do some real news. We'll go around the screens, find out what's coming to the screens next week. But let's not wait till the end. Let's start at the start. Does that make sense?
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Oh, dear. 191 episodes. We're going to see some things that don't change.
Just go with it. It's all good. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So opening today, we've got Lee Cronin's The Mummy. Now, this is M.A. It is a fantasy horror movie. It is the director and writer Lee Cronin, of course, and it's brought to us by Blumhouse Productions. Now, we know these people can do horrors. Like, they make scary, scary movies. Now, I do want to stress that this is not connected to the old Brendan Fraser or Tom Cruise mummy movies. These are totally different. This is a very, very scary movie. They're saying it is so scary, it will really scare the pants off you.
Oh, yeah.
Which yeah. I know you love horrors, don't you, JT?
Oh, I do. And I'm watching the trailer, like, I got goosebumps straight away. Like, and you'll hear it in sound. Like, you can imagine how that's going to sound bouncing off the walls of the cinemas. But, yeah, so basically the young daughter of a journalist disappears into the desert without a trace. It's already sounding good. Now, 8 years later, the family gets shocked when they find out that she's back. However, it's not quite the joyful return for Katie that, well, the family were kind of hoping for. Should we take a listen?
Let's do it.
Our daughter's been missing for 8 years. What was she doing?
In a 3,000-year-old sarcophagus.
Haiti was never supposed to be found. She was meant to stay buried.
Scary enough for you, Mr.
Oh, Lee. Yeah. I had to take my headphones off.
I know. I don't know. Well, I could see you take them off, and I'm like, what are you doing? yeah, so no. Look, this looks great. And if you love a horror film, there's definitely one to do. And if you love your mummy films too, even better. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Which I must say, I do like the Brendan Fraser, Rachel Weisz movie. Tom Cruise one was okay, but this one, yeah, it's scary. It's going to be, yeah, not so good. Now, the next one that we opens today, because as you know, I don't like horrors. That's the reason why I'm saying it's not so good. The other one that opens today is Fuse. Now, this is an action thriller movie directed by David McKenzie. It was written by Ben Hopkins. It's all about a unexploded World War II bomb, and it is in a construction site which they find, and they've got to do a massive citywide evacuation. It's set in London, and I have to say it looks really good. I watched the trailer of this and went, yeah, this is a really good movie.
So there's a citywide evacuation, but a group of criminals use the chaos as a bit of cover for a major heist.
Yeah. See, always something else, isn't there? There's always something underlining. I wonder if they planted it. No, they didn't.
This movie's kind of like, it's like an onion. It has layers. And that's exactly what you're going to hear when we play the trailer right now.
Layers.
We've got an old bomb in central London.
World War II looks like a 1,000-pounder. I'll see you on the dance floor.
Could it blow any minute?
Theoretically, yes.
This area is being evacuated.
Is there anything out there?
There's nothing going on out here.
We're on.
Ticking.
Clear! Hard cover, no!
Go, go, go!
Mom, look at this. I shouldn't be there.
Active message. It appears there's been a massive bank job on Edgware Road.
Repeat, massive bank job.
been working the sewer, boys. Got the stench to prove it.
They set me up. What did you think was gonna happen?
Well, it's a ticking clock thriller where the bomb isn't the only danger. Humans are. You can hear it. Sounds good.
Sounds very good. Very scary. Now, the movie that I think will be a huge hit opens next Wednesday, which I said at the beginning of the podcast. It's called Michael. Now, this is a drama. It's history. It's music. Apart from what we all know about the other side of Michael Jackson, his music you cannot fault. His concerts were entertaining. They were always full on. His videos. Remember that one with black and white when they were bopping the head and the heads would change? That was huge technology back then. All these things. And this is the life story of Michael Jackson. Now, the main person playing Michael Jackson is his nephew Jafar Jackson, and he looks very much like him in the movie.
It's just incredible. You know, apparently he had something like 20 days to learn Michael Jackson's choreography. That was all they gave him to get the part. They had 20 days to learn it, and to, how hard would it be to learn how to moonwalk? There's only one person who could do it was Michael Jackson. Yep. And apparently Jafar, he had said that he got quite emotional when he was sitting in the chair having the makeup and all that being done and turning into his uncle. Like, it's, wow, wouldn't that be just such a surreal feeling?
Oh, you would. And especially if you knew him. Like, you, I'm not sure if you knew of him. Because how long has Michael Jackson been gone for now? It's a few years, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was around
10 years.
2009, I think it was. Yeah, 2009, I think it was. He passed away. Yeah. So it's been a long time now. I remember the day I was on air on radio the morning when the news broke, and yeah, we were flogging Michael Jackson songs all day. Like, it was just it was huge, and it was such sad news. You know,
absolutely devastating. So the movie, it goes through different stages, which I like that sort of thing. It goes through the early years of when, you know, the Jackson 5, his strict upbringing under his dad, Joe. Then it goes to the rise of the global fame, where he was like Thriller. Everyone has heard of Thriller. They know it's Michael Jackson. Everyone loves doing the Thriller dance as well. And then, yes, there are some other little things about legal battles and all that. But the thing that we've got to look at is his music. He had the MJ the Musical last year in Sydney, and it went right around Australia. It's been massive, that as well. So I think it's a great thing that they've done a story on him.
Let's have a listen to Michael.
You're confident. You're strong. You're beautiful. You're the greatest of all time.
Let me tell you something. In this life, you're either a winner or you're a loser. Y'all want to work in a steel mill like me for the rest of your days?
No, sir.
Yeah, because I sure as hell don't. Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
I need to hear you a little louder. Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
Ready whenever you are, Michael.
Do you know what I'm after?
You want to be the biggest star in the world?
We need to capitalize on Michael's success. Because the Jackson family is the brand. That's our Coca-Cola. And we need to start selling. So?
I'm planning an international tour. This is just the beginning.
I need to think.
I told you what to think.
I love my family. I just want to do my own thing. Just have all these ideas in my head. Just got to get them out.
And do it, Michael. Not a little boy anymore.
told me, be careful what you do.
Michael, I knew you were different the moment you were born.
You have a very special light.
And mother always told me, be careful who you love.
I believe music can change the world.
Spread love, joy, and peace. That is what I want the world to feel. Magic.
It's Michael, and it is out next Wednesday. It's not next. Next Wednesday. So it's not next Thursday. It's Wednesday. So don't get confused with that. So, that is going to be a very popular movie. If it's not number one next week, I give up.
I agree. Now, another one that we've got a very special screening this Saturday, Sunday in Orange, Wagga and Tamworth. It's called Under the Bamboo Sky. This is a documentary, and it is involving 60 former prisoner of war guys who were held in Singapore Chinese jail. And they are speaking from their words on what they went through in this time. Interesting fact, one of my cousins who was a prisoner of war is actually speaking in this movie. And unfortunately, Alan passed away quite some years ago. They've actually, the company who have made this has made it into such an incredible experience that people hear these stories, because it was horrifying what they went through.
Oh, yeah. What a fantastic story too, like being able to live that, which is fantastic.
Yeah, so true. So it's on this Saturday and Sunday. So that's on only those 2 days.
Beautiful. Also screening is The Deb, The Drama, Goat, Hoppers, The Magic Faraway Tree, all great movies for the school holidays, week number two. Project Hail Mary that Grant Lee has raved about and has said be the movie of the year. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, Reminders of Him, Scream 7, The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, Wuthering Heights with Margot, and You, Me and Tuscany, which will be our Flickster for tomorrow. We'll get a review on that movie, but that is currently what's screening. You can check your local cinema website or box office for what is screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right. Let's do it, Mr. Lee. It's your turn. I get to go first.
You're going first. Where are you heading off to today?
Going to Colombia. Yeah, no.
I'm not saying anything.
No, you have to, Mr. Lee. I know exactly where you're going. Exactly where you're going with this. Okay, well, there's lots of good stuff in Colombia, including the movies.
There is.
Let's talk about what the top five is. Number five is this thing on? Number four is Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. Number three is A Testament of Anne Lee. Number two is Hoppers. And number one for Columbia is Shelter. Oh, it's a bit different.
There's a couple of movies that we had there some time ago. So especially is this thing on. We had that some time ago.
A bit behind in Columbia. I think I know what's been going on. Yeah. We've been having far too much good stuff.
Okay. Let's head off to Australia's top five. Number five is The Drama for its first week. Number four is Hoppers, which I really enjoyed. Number three is The Magic Faraway Tree. Number two is Project Hail Mary, which I also enjoyed. And number one for Australia, The Super Mario Galaxy Movie.
Yeah, had to be there. Massive. Because
2 weeks in a row.
Had some big numbers at the box office, and it's still going strong. And school holidays there as well. So, yeah, lots to like about that. So that is our top five for this week.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
All right.
Okay.
Please, Mr.
Well, Let me start. I'll take over from a little bit now. So currently as we're speaking, CinemaCon is happening over in Vegas. And this is where all the studios come together and all the cinemas go. Our film booker, Ross, he is over there as we speak and enjoying all the great things. I've seen some photos already and when you see all the stars. But anyway, so a little bit, they've now talked about Escape from New York, a reboot of that. And that one had Kurt Russell in it many years ago. It was when the President of the United States was taken hostage. Paddington 4 from Studio Canal. Paddington is always huge, isn't it? Like the last three movies were absolutely huge, took over $730 million in the global box office. So it's good to see that they're going to do a fourth one of that. Now, Jeff Daniels will be transformed into a Ronald Reagan movie called The Brink of War. And this is from Angel Studios, who bought us some time ago Sound of Freedom, which that was an incredible movie, that one. It did take a lot of money. Hopefully this one will too. Jeff Daniels is a great actor. He is such a good actor. But it is all set in 1986, this one called Brink of War, when the nuclear summit with the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, who will be played by Jared Harris. So that's what they're looking at. J.K. Simmons also stars in it, Hope Davis, and it's directed by Michael Russell Gunn. So that will be very – and I like those sort of movies. I think those sort of – quite interesting where you get a bit of history. And lucky last thing, Ice Cube, Kevin Hart are in talks to return for Ride Along 3. Did you enjoy that?
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
For the record.
Did you enjoy that?
I did love it. How long ago was that again? I can't remember.
Quite some years ago.
Was it? Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Sorry. I was figuring. Yeah. Okay, around the screen.
We're running out of time, Mr. Lee. I'm trying to hurry you up, all right?
Yeah, I know. And I keep talking. I'm so sorry. Tamworth Walker and Orange, April 29. We've got a ladies' movie night, The Devil Wears Prada 2. Tickets are sold out in Tamworth and Wagga. Orange, I think there is still some left. May 10, we've got the National Theatre, All My Sons. May 13, Top Gun, the 40th anniversary screening. Tickets are on sale now for that in Tamworth. May 16 and 17, Shrek, the 25th anniversary screening. Can you believe it? 25 years. Wow. Now, Tamworth, they're doing a cinema and conversations for My Brother's Band on Sunday the 26th at 4:30. What we do here is you go watch the movie, straight after we have some wine and nibblies, and we talk about the movie, which I think is such a great thing. Also on April 26th and 29th in Orange, they've got the next Orange Film Festival movie called Surratt, which will be only on those 2 days.
Okay, now also opening next week, as we said, Michael, this opens on Wednesday, so that is definitely one to put in the calendar to go and see, especially if you love his music. Like, yeah, it would be pretty incredible. What a great movie to go and see. So that is what is happening this week in movies. But the good thing is tomorrow, Mr. Lee, we are doing a Talk and Flickster, which would be You, Me and Tuscany, which is that
rom-com.
Yeah,
is it just you and me?
Well, we can go to Tuscany, Mr. Lee. I mean, if you want to, it's up to you. I mean, go get some
you know
Tuscan
what?
Food.
I can put it on the company credit card. We can just go over
hell
and do the podcast
and
from
how
there.
Hell yeah, talking. Although, mind you, I don't know, like Tuscany or Colombia? Which one are you thinking?
Oh, both. Come on, let's just do both.
Go to Colombia on the way back. Detour.
Oh, no, we'll do Colombia first, then we'll go. Yeah. We might be there a bit longer.
The good times, right? The good times. Yes. Okay, well, we're going to get out of here. Before we do, Mr. Lee, I've got to say, throughout the week, I tried a little bit of a flavour combination. I was out and about.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a Pepsi Freeze, and I got some raspberry put through it.
Whoa, what'd you think?
Well, you know what? I didn't mind it. I like the combination. I seriously think the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 should look at that as a potential combination.
Ooh, well, it's funny you should say that because last week we did. we won't go there.
Yeah, okay. Too soon.
Too soon.
Great.
You know a lot of people enjoyed it.
Yeah, because
at least you liked it.
I loved it. So you got the freezers and that. They've been going red hot throughout the holidays. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, they are. It is. But, you know, it's always nice to try something a little bit different. So there you go. Good on you.
I do agree. I think it's great. All right, we're getting out of here. Tomorrow we are back bright and early for you, me, and Tuscany, and Columbia too. Have a lovely day. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.